Seriously, it is all Adrian's fault that this evil was released.
Warning, due to adult subject matter and strong graphic language, the Adrian Lozano Show could be deemed offensive for any and all persons. You have been warned. Now enjoy the Adrian Lozano Show.
Welcome to the Adrian Lozano Show.
Thank you.
Get away from me, Doc.
Okay. I had to say no.
What the fuck? What do you call it? Let's see here. Pa 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 pa. Adrian Lozano here. Yes, exactly. And I'm here with the lovely Mr. Black and Decker. How are you doing, sir?
Hello there.
See here. Now I guess my real intro would be, hello, guten tag and konnichiwa. Welcome to the Adrian Lozano Show. This is episode, I believe, 179. I believe so. And this is the show where I do some stuff and then I talk about it. And I have a special guest today. Like I said, Mr. Black and Decker.
Hello there.
And today we are going through a bunch of Marvel cards. Not specifically X-Men.
Most of them are X-Men.
Do you? What do you remember most about these cards?
There's another one. I remember that.
Because these are the. What do you call it? Where is it? Where is it?
As a character, Adrian is stiff.
You like that?
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
I recall that these cards, while not very highly manufactured, were highly coveted. Made out of some lovely corrugated cardboard and all sorts of jazz. Easily bendable,
oh,
and
yeah.
Chewable.
Do you remember these coming in? Okay, so here's the ones that I really, really like. Those are the ones that I really wanted to pull from. Because those were the ones. Yeah, one of them is a little lenticular there.
Fancy.
Holographic. Yeah, take them out. Take them out.
Can't touch that.
Man.
Got the oils.
The oils.
The thingies.
The thingies. Oh, man. Yeah, dude, that's dope. I really like that.
Wow,
yeah, check it out, dude. So the reason I had separated these out is because some of these are actually different than I've ever seen. I've never seen these cards from 1990. They're actually little two-page comics. It's actually, this one's got three panels. Okay, so I guess they're three-panel comics. So it's got the first panel, which is the cover on the front. And it's got two panels, and it's a joke with Spider-Man. Spider-Man presents Doctor Strange, and then the one...
Lovely.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you call it? So, this one for Doctor Strange is pretty interesting. They're basically just little comic cards. And on this one for Wolverine, it says, Wolverine, your real name is Logan. Is that your first name or your last name? To which Logan responds, yep. Can your claws really cut through anything? Yep. Especially people who ask nosy questions.
That's right.
Yeah. For kids.
Just a quick caveat. That's why some people don't. I'm like, oh man, Andrew Garfield's not a good Spider-Man. Like, but he's not a good Peter Parker. He's a great Spider-Man because his quips are the best out of any of them.
For sure. That's, in my opinion, yeah. I like Andrew Garfield the most. We just got, I just got that one for
Blu-ray, or on Blu-ray.
For the Blu-ray.
What do you call it? There was a big debacle over this because everybody was all butthurt about the amount of special features and all the other stuff that was cut out.
Really?
Yeah, there was apparently supposed to be like commentary and 90 minutes of special features. And this features 80 minutes of special features.
But why?
Exactly.
Oh, that means you have to wait for the Director's Cut Platinum Edition 2.0?
Something like that, man. They just didn't...
Anything to get another $3 out of you. Anywhere they can.
I saw this meme...
People wonder why I stopped buying things.
Oh, dude, how can you stop buying things?
It's really simple. I just ignore it.
Okay, so I saw this meme that said, rob a man and you leave him poor for one day. teach a man to collect physical media and you'll make him poor for the rest of his life.
That's true.
I can't help it, dude. I love physical media.
I mean, physical media. You know what? Physical media is at least a good form of robbery, because it makes sense. It's the digital media that they're convincing people to go to now, like, oh, you don't need to worry about all those clunky DVDs and this and that. We'll just stream it to you. Yeah. And you'll never, ever actually own it. And you'll just have to rent it from us forever.
Yeah. This is why I buy box sets.
Which is, you know, and I can't even really say anything because I've been against streaming for so long. I don't stream movies anymore. I don't have a Netflix. I only have my Amazon because I do it for the packages. The Prime just kind of comes with it.
Sweet.
I mean, I know eventually Jeff Bezos is going to get so fucking greedy. He's going to be like, all right, separate now. Go fuck yourself. Like they did with Prime Music. Because Prime Music used to come with your Prime.
Really?
Yes. And if you bought a CD, like a physical copy, and you'd go to your Prime Music, and your digital copy would be there waiting for you.
Okay.
It was the same with the Kindle.
So it just like instantly, so then...
Like, yeah, so while you're waiting for your CD to come in the mail, they get you, which in retrospect I realized was a way of like just, yeah, this is way more convenient. Come on, buddy.
Yeah, man. And what was it? Do you remember the BMG when they used to be like, get 12 CDs for, was it a penny or whatever it was?
You're talking about those creepy infomercials in the middle of the night?
No, not those. Not those. Those are like Time Life, like when they're selling you a collection of stuff. I'm talking about the one, I think it was BMG. They had a catalog. And what it was you would pick through a bunch. What's that one?
It's Baron Zemo and the Red Skull. I do. I have this copy of Spider-Man where
you see Zemo in that outfit?
No, it's Zemo and his crew form a superhero team.
A superhero team? Yes. Tell me, what do you remember from that? Because that doesn't ring
themselves.
A bell.
I swear to God, I forget what they call themselves, but I remember, this was actually my first introduction to Baron Zemo, because I got this comic and I didn't know what the fuck it was about. And it was him and his little super squad. Him and his villain squad were pretending to be superheroes so they can get one up on somebody, and they just kept rolling with it. Because it was so lucrative. And eventually Spider-Man found it. He's like, hey, wait a minute. You're the fucking bad guy. like, so what, Spider-Man? We're doing good things now, so you need to just ignore it. And he's like, son of a bitch.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't remember that story, dude.
Once again, this is why I need to get a new house, so I can unpack my collection.
Yeah, yeah.
Once more. Because, like, all the stuff is living in my memory, and I swear to Christ, if I go in there to go get it and it's been, like, chewed up by rats, I'm going to burn the whole house down.
No! I'm sure your stuff's fine. This stuff's in great shape, these cards that were donated to the show.
Well, they've been boxed, wrapped in plastic, boxed again.
So I'm sure they're fine.
So I just have to get a more, you know, semi-rat-proof box to put them in. Because the rats did come in and, like, they fucked up my Papa's on.
No!
Nothing's sacred to these sons of bitches.
How can you find those comfortable?
They're fucking great. I love Papa John's.
Dude.
You're just laying. Oh, that's because you're too fucking long. They are not made for 6 plus. They are 5'11 and under. That's where Papa John's really comes in its own.
Yeah, I guess
if you're over 6 feet, you're just over here like, ah!
Fuck that shit.
It's like being in a twin and your feet are just hanging off all the time.
Yeah, dude, I don't like it.
You roll over, the whole thing just rolls around.
It's like a turtle shell on your back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Most of those are made out of wicker, though. Those rodents love some wicker chewing.
No, I still got the wicker. They just got the mattress. They got the mattress. They got into the
mattress. Oh, okay. They love that, too.
Yeah, so I'd throw that out. Mm. Not a replacement, but again, if I buy the mattress, I have nowhere to put it, so I'd have to buy it right back where the other one got fucked up. So I'm just holding off on that.
Gotcha, yeah. Any other of these stand out to you?
Oh, my God.
Slapstick?
What the fuck is slapstick? That stands out to me for what the hell is that?
I think you might have to read that one to the people.
Here we go, people. Slapstick. Transformed by alien funhouse mirror into a creature with powers of a Saturday morning character. Teenage prankster Steve Harmon becomes the most unlikable hero of all, the spectacularly surreal Slapstick. Completely indestructible, able to pull objects out of the air, and possessing a totally radical sense of humor, Slapstick doesn't just fight crime, he plays cruel tricks on them. Wow.
Yeah.
With awesome powers like mine, You want me to do homework? Slapstick, number 2. His strength, 2. Intelligence, 3. Energy projection, 1. Mental power, 1. Fighting ability, 2. Speed, 2. He's one real big turd.
That guy sounds terrible. I've never seen that, and you'll never see a Marvel movie with that guy.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Oh no.
Like, that sounds like some Phase 5 coming up. They're already fucking scraping the bottom of the barrel with the Inhumans and the fucking Eternals.
Yeah, that Inhumans was terrible, although...
You hear that, Reader? That's the barrel being scraped. Reaching.
Yeah.
And they had to admit that their flagship for Phase 4, Captain Marvel, wasn't cutting it. She's already been cut. She's already been replaced.
Yeah, they moved her. Initially it was supposed to be Captain Marvel 2, but then they made it the Marvels, and now the Marvels has been pushed back, and Quantumania has taken its place for the release, because that's already finished wrap.
Yep. And then here we go with more nonsense, and then people are like, you go see the new movie? And I'm of the mindset of, like, you couldn't pay me to go in there and give fucking Disney my money, because why would I? Don't you make that face at me.
This face that I'm making is the face of a guy who saw Doctor Strange last night.
Good for you. You're the second person to be like, oh, did you just see this Doctor Strange?
I'm not saying you need to see it. I'm saying it was good in my opinion. Like, I don't say you
Doctor
need
Strange
to see it.
Doctor Strange dropped last night. I was like, okay, guess what I'm going to be doing?
Not watching that.
I'm goddamn bed having a good old time.
You know what, though? Like, this... there are things that I turn out to see, and one of the main things I turn out to see is heroes getting killed, especially if it's like an alternate version of a hero.
There you go, heroes getting killed. If some Scottish man comes up and puts a fucking skirt on him.
He got killed. He's been killed.
Aye!
Oh!
Spider killed! No!
There was a, there was a game where there was a dude who wore a kilt. I can't remember what it was. And, like, he would lift it up and, like, a fireball would come out.
Wow.
There was a video game where that happened.
I don't doubt that happened. I just don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, alright. What do you call it? Yeah.
Ooh.
So, out of all these, which, did you actively collect cards?
I would say I passed.
Okay.
As was the custom of the time, if you didn't have cards, you were a nobody. So I had all sorts of cards. I had fucking Marvel cards, I had basketball cards, didn't have baseball cards, because I didn't watch baseball.
I had baseball cards, but that was because, like, my grandmother and mother would, like, go out and buy stuff at garage sales, so they'd bring home, like, a box and it'd have random cards in it.
Yeah.
But...
I had Star Trek cards, Star Wars cards.
I had those.
I think the last set of cards I had... I think the Star Trek cards were the last set of cards I had before I realized, like, why am I getting cards for these?
Yeah, it's like a scene from, like, an episode, and it's like, yeah, I remember that.
Well, it would be a scene, it was an actual game.
Oh, okay.
Based off Star Trek, so you'd have, like, Warbirds, and, like, they'd have, like... It was like the power meters that you're seeing on these cards here. I guess
was it like magic or whatever? Like,
quite magic.
Like where you would like set out your deck.
So, just like, all right, I'm gonna pull this Thanos card, which I'm guessing is they have the dates on.
Yeah, oh yeah, there is dates. Read them out.
So it's the 1992 one.
Right, I choose Galactus to fight Thanos.
So, dear viewer, you can't see. There are multiple types of cards here. So you have your 91s, which just has like. You know, the character stats, like just. You know,
that one's just about the hammer.
This, you know, yeah, just about their weaponry, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the 92 series, which actually shows, like, the character's powers rating.
Yeah, which is really cool. I like that. You know, when I think mental powers, though, because one of the things is mental powers,
yes.
Don't you think it's their cognitive ability? And, like, oh, he has, like, a 1 mental power, so that guy probably, like, drools.
Well, you know, I would think that, but then you have Thanos here with a mental power of 1. And we know that this dude's mental cognitive ability is at least a 6 or 7.
He's fucking up there, yeah.
So I'm thinking of his actual mental projection, like telekinesis, anything like that. Which he mitigates with the stones that he steals later on.
He loves them stones.
Alright, so we got Thanos and we got Crossbones.
Yes.
And We're going to do a side-by-side comparison here real quick. So, Thanos, the Dark Titan called Thanos, once dedicated his existence to worshipping death itself, becoming one of the most feared menaces in the cosmos, having gained the lost the all-encompassing powers of the Infinity Gauntlet, Thanos now lives in exile on a distant asteroid, alone with the shameful memories of his past misdeeds. Whether he will return once again threaten the universe remains to be seen. First appearance was in Iron Man number 55, February 1973. Real name Thanos, and his power ratings are Strength 6, Intelligence 5, Energy Projection 6, Mental Powers 1, Fighting Ability 4, Speed 6. And now the card Adrian slapped down here is for Crossbones. A criminal, mercenary, thief, assassin, cold-blooded killer, all these terms describe the villainous Crossbones. Now having angered his boss, the criminal mastermind known as the Red Skull, this notorious outlaw is also unemployed. We've all been there, folks. Where this fiend will show his skeleton mask face next is a mystery, but one thing is certain. Wherever it is, there's sure to be trouble. His real name is unrevealed. Group affiliation, Skeleton Crew. First appearance, Captain America 359, March 1989. So, his strength is at a 2, intelligence is at a 2, energy projection 1, mental 1, fighting ability 4, and speed 2. So, these are both from the 1992 Marvel Entertainment Group, you know, card run. They are the Supervillain Collection. And respectively cards 126 and 138.
Yeah. So, that being said, looking at the 1991 collection of supervillains, we have Galactus here, which is the card I'm going to read. And so this one has a different power bracket meter, if you look at that. Do you remember cards looking like this? This is what I meant to slap down, but instead I like accidentally pushed that one towards you.
Nice.
Crossbones got some spotlight. He got some spotlight. But I wanted to show you the difference in the power meter and how it was registered and how like these bars versus like these dots.
So I'd say it's more of a marketing. It's basically making your graph look more pizzazzy because you're like, oh, you can have bars, you can have energy beams. Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh.
And we'll make them different colors, make them stand out. Ooh.
Ooh. So this one is what do you call it? He's got a height of 28 feet 9 inches. Let's see right here. 28 feet, yeah.
He's a little man.
He only weighs 18.2 tons.
Aww.
That's it, just 18.2 tons. First appearance.
He needs some more food, he's hungry.
It's 28 feet. I'm reading that right.
Are you reading? You're reading that right. He's a little boy, a little Krampus.
Okay, so then first appearance, Fantastic Four, number 48, March 1966.
Oh yes, here's Adrian being sexy.
Last survivor of the universe, which existed before ours, the being who became Galactus, once mortal, when the life cycle of his universe came to an end, he escaped death to be reborn in a new universe, which sprang from the ashes of the old one, after millions of years of incubation, in a cocoon of cosmic energy, he emerged, transformed into Galactus, the devourer of worlds. Since that fateful day, he has prowled the universe, seeking to sate his ravenous hunger by draining the energy from living planets. Sate his hunger.
So I found another Galactus card here.
Awesome.
No stats.
Okay.
That was
awesome. Oh, so this is Skybox. So Skybox is a different... Skybox is like your Flare. Remember Flare?
Yeah.
So Skybox, they went on this big thing about being the artsy one, and that's why they have, like, these fancy... They had, like, fancy cards that almost looked metallic. You know, they had a very...
So I did find some other cards here. They're also by Skybox. So we've been reading from Impel?
Impel?
Is that even a word? That's not a word. They're all made up words. So.
Yeah. All words are made up words.
So we have some other Skybox cards. These ones actually do have stats. These are from the 93 run for Deathwatch and Tiger Shark. If you want to comment on the differences that you see from the impish ones, standard.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Impel. Okay, so Death Watch, real name, Stephen Lords. Let's see here. Strength 2, Intelligence 3, Stamina 3. So the main difference that I'm noticing is the amount of information given to you.
Yeah.
Like, the sheer, like, volume, because, okay, it's got an origin. A member of the demonic Translords.
Translords?
I didn't know that was the name.
Run, Dave, for help. Run!
Jeez, did you hear about that shit? That shit was...
I watched it.
Oh, shit. You did watch it, after all.
I looked it up online, because I was sitting there, and Laura's like, oh, my God, somebody attacked Dave Chappelle. Like, what?
What?
I'm like, it's begun.
You came to his rescue? Jamie Foxx.
Jamie Foxx, Busta Rhymes, Jon Stewart, and like 3 other or 15 other motherfuckers.
Chris Rock came out, dude. Was that Will Smith?
God damn. Like, Will, how'd you go from being like a goofy man that people making fun of your rap videos to like an icon to right back to a fucking joke?
Yeah, dude.
How could you? It's terrible.
What do you think his rap comeback's gonna be like?
He had his chance back in 2009. We were waiting for the 2009 album, and it never showed up. It was very sad. I remember commenting on it in 2009.
Oh, wow.
I was like, where's Will Smith's album at? What the fuck? It's right there, 2009, baby. Oh, shit. We could have did a whole spiel and nothing. We were just left out there humping air, looking sad as fuck. All right.
So, all right.
To finish this off here.
Okay, to finish this off, I got sidetracked on transit. Okay, first appearance, Ghost Rider, Volume 2, Number 1, May 1990. Okay, and then it's got a little fact at the end. Here's this. Did you know physically sensing death gives Death Watch an emotional rush? What?
Oh, that sounds a little creepy.
Okay, so yeah. These Skybox cards are very limited on their information, and yeah, the artwork is really their main focus, which it's okay in this particular case. It's all right, because they have 3 images of this character on this card, but yeah, not enough information.
I mean, I see the images they have here, and yes, 3 is nice, but there's not really, it doesn't really draw you in. Like, the Impel cards, they'll give you a nice... like villain hero pose on the front, and then you'll get a good profile pic of like a close up of their face.
Yeah, on the back, which
and
you
then
get
you go
that
to the skybox, you get the profile of the face on there, and then it's like this weird goofy look at me from far away nonsense on
yeah.
each of them. Well, not even yeah, on each of them.
It's the cover again, right, isn't it?
Yeah, basically.
It's the cover again
with
just
less
in case
detail.
Yeah.
And it takes up more room. I'm guessing this is just to cover up the lack of information that they're giving you.
Yeah, they're giving you more visual pizzazz than they are actual, like,
so,
substance.
So, I'm going to attribute this to the slow move that usually happens, where the writers are kind of pushed to the side, and the artists are like, well, it's me, I'm the show here. And you're like, yes, but without good writing, you're just a fancy picture.
I wanted to look here, Deathwatch Marvel, supervillain... I wanted to see if anybody was credited. Now, that's not a thing. Later, I think with Flair, you'll actually have full-blown, like, autographs.
Yes.
Like, on the actual...
I do recall that.
Or it would be on the back, where they would sign it on the back.
There's a nice video in here. Nibble on my hair.
Sorry.
I know I'm delicious.
Yeah. It's like,
ooh, a different flavor.
Okay, so... Over here, Mr. Decker has 2 Sabretooth cards for a side-by-side comparison.
All right, yes, we do. So I found a 1990, and it was inexclusively distributed by Impel Marketing Incorporated.
Impel.
So I'm guessing this is Impel's first run, and I'm going to compare it to a 1992 run that they did of the same character. So we have both Sabretooths here. You have a more classical Sabretooth, you know,
yeah.
A little rough around the edges. His costume looks more primal. I'm gonna go with more like more 1960s ish. Like, look at me, I'm just a guy in a suit, and I'm just kind of look creepy. And then you have your 92 one where it actually looks like this is Sabretooth skin, and what the fuck is this naked guy chasing me down the street with like fur coming out of his freaking...
I'll give you wrist. That, yeah. The difference in the cards is definitely one looks like a costume and the other one looks like it's his skin.
Like, I'm a naked man and I'm going to...
I'm a man animal, yeah.
So you basically, I'm in New York versus I'm in Florida.
Oh, God.
I'm singing, I'm gonna be... And then they're like, like, oh, God, he's high on something. Run, children. All right, flipping the cards over. Oh, you have your... It looks like this is the start of their little profile picture format. On the 90 version, it's a little less detailed, smaller. It's you can see that his face is just, the shading is good, but the way that they've put it here, you kind of have to squint at it if your eyes are getting older.
Oh yeah.
I'm squinting harder at his face than I am at the words. And that's always an odd thing to do with anything.
I forgot to mention that. You're absolutely right, though, 100%. On this, the text size is way bigger than the Skybox card. Yeah. Bringing it back up, the text on the Skybox card is way bigger than the either one, the 90, because that's 90 and 91, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like they look the same. They look like they're both...
I'm saying that, yeah, well, let's say for the text here, let's give it, like, this is, on the 90s version, like an 8, and on the 92 is a, like, maybe a 9 to 10 for, like, size, if we're going to go by text size.
Yeah, by...
And then, but when you look over at the Skybox one, the text is bigger, however, the font is just kind of ridiculous, like... Yeah, I feel like they went for a little artsy, especially when showing the stats. It's like, oh, strength, intelligence, fighting ability. I'm like, you could have picked a different font.
Yeah, the fonts and the size that they are ginormous compared to the Imple.
Oh, I'd say it's about 3 times the size, or at least twice the size of the other fonts for like the stats. However, it mainly looks like they're just filling up space.
Yeah.
There's a lack of any type of explanation for the character. So, like, they still have the do you know or did you know?
Yeah, but that's
which
nothing.
I'm seeing that they stole from Impel.
The Impel's got it there, right?
The original Impel card does have a did you know at the bottom.
But yet in the next year they lose
and
that.
And I'm showing this on the Doctor. I pulled a Doctor Octopus. It's the exact same. So
yep.
For their 90s run, they gave you a little fun fact with information about the character.
And then, like, almost like a case breakdown, like, not like a, dossier, like a dossier,
yeah.
Like, you would see, like...
It shows win-loss ratios, ties, win percentages, arch-enemy, first appearance. Oh, and here you go. Sabretooth's first appearance was in Iron Fist number 14. So there you go. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either, that he fought Iron Fist
first. Apparently, Sabretooth is not an X-Men villain, he's an Iron Fist villain.
I didn't know that. And it's, okay, Do they line up? Does he have a different origin or first appearance there? No?
Nope.
Okay,
still
cool.
Still same. Iron Fist number 14, August 1977. They are consistent with their information.
Good deal.
I kind of want to see if... Can you find a Skybox version of Sabretooth?
Ooh.
We can find that and do a proper comparison. That would be nice.
Oh, I know that one exists. I know for a fact that...
Wait. No.
Quasar. Let's see here. Bunch
of he's looking for that, let me finish up my breakdown. So, from the 1990 Impel, his real name is unknown, but in the 92 version, it says his name is Victor Creed. So there was, I guess, an update in the comics at some point, or maybe they didn't even know.
Sweet, yeah, that would happen, wouldn't it? Because it would make more sense if somebody retconned it.
So we're going to go with here in the 90s Impel card. We have superhuman endurance, heightened senses, superior strength and agility. All these attributes make the mutant Sabretooth the best in his business, and his business is assassination. What makes this nasty guy even nastier are his claws, sharp enough to cut through a man like a knife cutting through warm butter. Over the years, he and Wolverine have fought a series of epic, blood-crazed battles. So far, neither one has emerged as a clear winner. Sabretooth is one cat whose path you don't ever want to cross. So So I find it very interesting that even though his first appearance is in Iron Fist, they still say that he's Wolverine's arch nemesis.
Huh.
So.
Yeah, because they have a history, Victor Creed and him.
They do.
Like, they have a real big history.
Well, that's why I'm like, why was his first appearance in Iron Fist? What was he doing there? What was Wolverine doing in Iron Fist?
Well, Wolverine's first appearance was the Hulk.
Again. So, like, these ancillary characters. Here we go here. Yep. First appearance for Wolverine, Hulk 180, October 1974.
So you're listening to the Adrian Lozano Show?
And that was just like off my fucking
and
dome.
And Sabretooth comes out 3 years later in Iron Fist, so you're just like, okay.
I
don't think I'd ever want to live in Marvel, New York, because it'd be constantly a battle of what the shit is happening here. My house blew up again.
God damn, you're right. Like, it would be so bad. Because, like, you got all Daredevil's villains there. You got all Spider-Man's villains there.
Daredevil, Spider-Man, Iron Man. Now the X-Men, Iron Fist, the Hulk. And you're just like, Captain America. I was like, where do you live in the Marvel Universe? Hoboken, New Jersey. Nothing, nobody ever comes here. It's gross.
Don't give a fuck Wyoming. That's it.
All right, now going to the 1992. Like the X-Men Wolverine, Sabretooth has a mutant healing factor. So I'm guessing this was also a retcon because it was not mentioned in the first one.
No, it
wasn't. At all. That makes him immune to most harm. Sabretooth also shares with his archenemy something else. They are both bioengineered products of the super secret Project X program, but unlike the X-Men, Sabretooth uses his scientifically acquired savage skills to commit murder and mayhem, making him one of the deadliest men on the face of the earth. So, that would probably coincide with the cover art, where as opposed to Sabretooth just being a cat-like supervillain who uses his cat-like abilities for assassination, he becomes more of a big cat supervillain.
Meow.
Who is more savage and feral, which comes out in the artwork. Did you know... Oh, I take it back. It was in the Did You Know. Sabretooth has the same fast healing power as Wolverine on the 1990 version.
Oh, okay.
I missed it. It was not a retcon. It was just a Did You Know.
For the listener, we found an advert.
Oh yeah, it's for collectors, so you can get a collector's 3-ring binder, looks about 2 inches, a collector's 10, or a card t-shirt. Look at that.
Absolutely.
Order your Marvel Universe Series 3 merchandise today. Keep your Series 3 trading cards in mint condition with your specially customized collector's album and collector's 10. And show your favorite cards. Choose any Marvel 3 card in the set with our full sharp, full color card shirt produced with laser image technology. Quantities are limited, so send in your order today.
Quantity limited.
Again, I'm saying, send it in, see what happens. Probably some old man's like, oh, we got another one, maybe.
We got one.
Crank up the laser technology. More steam in the bucket.
More steam in the bucket?
In the bucket.
In the bucket.
You gotta crank that steam.
Into the bucket. Is it an open top bucket? Because if it is.
You gotta like crack the lid and shove it in there.
I'm still on my quest for the Sabretooth. I've got like a couple more problems. Like, look at Wolverine's, what would you call the top of his mask?
They look like horns.
I guess, but like in this one, it looks like almost jester level.
I would say a goat.
Like, I guess, just like this.
Well, when you had them sit next to like Havoc, they both look pretty jestery. Like sweet can of corn.
Sweet can of corn. What do you call it?
Like even did you see this freaking boot? His boot ones too?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, his boots are just like super elongated.
There. Oh man.
So I, in my search for Sabretooth, I found two Wolverines from Skybox. I found one from 1993 and one from 1992.
Okay.
Check this out.
Oh wow.
Which one do you think's which?
I'm gonna go with the feral version as the 92, and then the 93 is the more public friendly.
1992, you are correct.
Alright, so it's fun to see the swap here.
God, like, just the pictures, yeah. One of them looks like an animal in a costume.
It literally looks like he's trans. Yeah, like beast trans.
Whoa! Whoa!
And it's fun because as you can see here,
bestiality with the trans.
He's wearing bloomers, man. Those aren't pants.
What?
Those are his legs.
No.
Those are his bare ass legs.
No.
Yeah. He's wearing bloomers.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Did that skin match up with his... So he's just... So, no, he's always had pants.
He's not always had pants.
What?
Honestly not. These are... Those are... That muscle definition, you can see the hairs. On his fucking legs. This man is wearing fucking... it's basically a cod piece.
He's like, okay, well, that's one way to do it.
That is one way to do it.
Ah, oh, man. Yeah, that's... He just looks insane on that 92 one.
And then you go to the 93... You know, and that's...
He doesn't even have a fucking mask. For the listeners, he doesn't even have a mask. You just see Logan's, like, rage-filled face. And then on the 93 one, he's got his normal mask on, and it's just... He's just calm, cool.
Like, it's kind of odd. It's like they had to get the mask to have the same effect of his wild-ass hair everywhere, scaring the shit out of people.
It doesn't work, though. Like... Like, if you tell me one of these guys is, or you tell me this guy's a superhero, and I'm like, okay, he's a good guy. See, this guy's a good guy.
He actually looks like a Wolverine.
Yeah.
Like, if I saw him.
That's just the dude in a costume.
I would shoot him.
Yeah. It's like,
which would be a bad idea because it would just piss him off.
Yeah. He would just heal.
And chase me.
Forever. Oh, yeah. And he's fast, too.
He's a spry little fuck.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be tiny, right?
Yeah.
What is his height on there?
Oh.
No, they don't give you a height?
Well, we gotta find the 90s version. That's what gives you the breakdown.
You mean this?
Whoop! Here we go! His height is 5'3".
Oh, wow!
He's a angry little man.
5'3 is pretty tall.
And then so. You have Sabretooth is 6'6". Sabretooth weighs 275, Wolverine weighs 195, so he is a squat heavy little bastard.
Yeah, he's dense.
It's like throwing a barrel down the road. Yeah!
Cable.
Sweet can of corn. Alright.
So we can compare now the Impel.
Okay, 1991 Impel, a 92 Skybox, and a 93 Skybox. So the 92 Skybox has no power stats whatsoever. And it actually has information on the back, which boggles my freaking brain here.
Why?
Because why would they go from giving you information to giving you jack and squat? So, as this appears to be the first...
It's just the faster, you can crack them out faster if you don't have to worry about the other side.
I guess so. So, alright, here we go with the... let's go with the Impel first. First and foremost, the Impel has Wolverine with a strength of 2, speed of 2, agility 5, stamina 5, durability 5, intelligence 2. Not very balanced, but hey, whatever. What can we do here? Although I could have sworn he's a pretty fast guy. That's how he usually beats people, by being faster than them.
Yeah, he's quick.
Because if we're going to go by... Let me backtrack to Sabretooth over here.
What's his...
He's got a strength of 2, intelligence of 2, no energy projectile, no mental powers. Fighting ability is 7.
Damn, that's...
And a speed of 1.
Okay. So again, we talked about earlier, a speed of, or one on theirs is still very fast, because one is probably faster than the fastest human.
Yes.
Because he's a mutant.
So he's, all right, so we're going to give him that edge there. You're faster than people, but you're still pretty.
But you're still one compared to other mutants.
Pretty freaking slow compared to everybody else.
I know I saw a Quicksilver somewhere around here, but yeah, like, yeah, that's.
So back to the Wolverine here. Group affiliation X-Men. Height 5'3", weight 195, first appearance Incredible Hulk 180, October 1974. A rough and rugged brawler with razor-sharp, indestructible claws, Wolverine remains on the side of right while testing the definition of good guy by playing fast and loose with the rules. He's a wild, wide-open warrior willing to do whatever it takes to get the job done. His spectacularly savage offense is equaled only by his own astounding ability to absorb punishment. Thanks to an unbreakable adamantium reinforced skeleton and his inborn mutant gifts of super speedy self-healing. Wolverine's heroism cutting edge. Did you know Wolverine's healing powers make him virtually immune to poisons and drugs?
Wow.
Drugs are bad. Good.
Okay.
Okay then, we're going to move on to the 1992 Skybox. Real name, Logan. Group affiliation, X-Men Blue Team. Oh, they have teams.
Yeah, that's right, gold and blue.
Oh yeah, there you go. So he's on the B team. First appearance, once again, Incredible Hulk 180, October 1974. Okay, Wolverine. Years ago, Wolverine's natural mutant healing ability was augmented by a top-secret Weapon X project, which gave him an unbreakable skeleton, razor-sharp adamantine claws. Ever since, he has been a fearless fighter for justice, first as a Canadian secret agent, and more recently as a member of the Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah, Alpha Flight. Yep.
But despite his obvious heroism, Wolverine must be ever vigilant that a part of him remains submerged, the mindless, murderous savage that stirs deep within his soul. Which is, I'm guessing, is the cover art here of him being mindlessly murderous
and a savage.
Straight savage. What do you call it? So, I want to interject real quick. Interject. And I found Quicksilver. His Impel card, and look at his speed. What would you think it would be at?
I would think it would be at least a 6 or 7. He's one of the fastest things alive in that universe.
You tell the people what his speed is.
According to Impel, his speed is 4.
What?
Which, let's go over here. I have a supervillain that I kind of set to the side. Magnus. His speed is 6. And it's also an Impel card. Impel 128. What's Quicksilver's number?
Is 7.
Okay then.
7.
So, I'm guessing somewhere down the line someone's like, throw him in there. He's cool.
He's faster. Yeah, because that dude, he's the opposite of Adam Warlock. He's like the bad Adam Warlock. He's Adam Warlock's bad side. And,
I see.
And
of all the enemies faced by the hero Adam Warlock, none was as deadly as the Magnus.
Yeah.
For this mysterious power-crazed being was none other than Warlock's own dark side.
Mm-hmm.
An evil counterpart split off in a fit of cosmic madness. Forced to confront his own darkest nature, Adam Warlock traveled through time to prevent the creation of malevolent creatures. But as long as the Warlock lives, the seeds of the Magnus possible return still exist within him. So his strength is 6, intelligence 5, energy prediction 6, mental power 6, fighting ability 2, speed is 6.
So he can't fight for shit, but damn is he good.
But then we're going to go back to Quicksilver, whose strength is 2, intelligence is 2, energy prediction 1, mental power is 1, fighting ability 3, and speed is 4. So it goes without saying to say these cards are ridiculously unbalanced.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's like they were making them up as they were going along. Speedster, huh? 4? So why wouldn't he be a 7? Like,
why not?
Why not? Yeah, I haven't come across anybody who's decked out with 7s yet.
No 7s, except for old Magnus over here.
He's got 7s?
Oh, he's got...
So he has
no 7s.
6 is across the board, right?
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
Close to no cigar.
Oh, man.
Oof, so close. But not quite.
So close.
Alright, moving on to the final Wolverine for Skybox here, the 93 edition. A very subdued Wolverine. He is more inclined to match the original Impel cover.
Yeah. I like that costume. That's my favorite. What's your favorite Wolverine costume?
I guess I'll have to go with the classic one. It makes more sense. Like that.
That one?
Yeah, the brown and yellow. It actually goes together. It doesn't clash. That blue and yellow doesn't really go.
It doesn't.
Clashes.
Like, it stands out so much.
And it's more like, hey, I'm obviously right here. Shoot at me. Which I'm guessing maybe he switched that over to be more of a better support role, like draw enemy fire.
I guess.
Draw aggro.
I never thought about it like that. But yeah, it's like, hey, look, I could take the hit,
so.
Y'all sneak in around the back.
I'll do it while you guys fucking back me up. It's going to suck balls, but whatever.
Because he feels it every time he gets. He feels everything.
Which is probably why he switched to the spittoons there.
The pantaloons.
Jeez.
I'm tired of getting holes in my fucking pants. You know, it's easier for me to dig the bullets out of my leg.
Yeah, right here in front of everybody.
And then eventually they're like, you need to put some pants on. I'm tired of seeing your junk.
It keeps, like, sliding out. It's like... Because it gets all stretched out. A bad guy grabs him by the elastic and stretches it out. Yeah.
Whoa. You have another set of claws there. What pops out of that one?
That'd be horrible.
It's like, I'm going to coach it.
Oh,
no,
fuck.
It's terrible. Can't get a boner, so another claw pops out. Okay.
Every morning, just ripping their sheets.
So, flipping the card over, this is the Skybox 116, Wolverine, real name Logan, affiliation X-Men Blue Team, Strength 2, Stamina 5, Fighting Ability 7, Durability 5, Origin, mutant with unbreakable adamantium claws and skeleton. Not really an origin. Kind of just something that happened to him.
That isn't an origin. It's like if you were describing an origin where it's like a man who survived like a what do you call it? It's like, oh, he survived a terrible like, you know, toxic waste accident or whatever. And it's like, that's not my origin. Like, that's what happened to
my
me.
My origin.
Like, I was born in Cleveland.
I went down to Ross and got a nice pair of slacks.
This is me. Oh, I'm getting... For the listener, those are bonus sounds. If you heard those, you're still alive.
Thanks for donating.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Oh, it means everything.
Yes. Once again, Skybox is...
shortchanging
very,
people.
Very spare. Which is... Again, I'm going to reiterate, the second card I read was Skybox. That was Skybox 94 from the 92 run. And this is the Skybox 116 from the 93 run is very sparse. Once again, we have the profile pick, nice side profile Logan. And another looks like cover hero pose.
Yeah.
Very small. And you're just like, that could have been on the main cover and you could have gave a little bit more information, a little bit extra. Very sparse here, kind of sad. Then we're going to go with the Did You Know there, which Skybox did not have in their original run. They did not have a Did You Know. So
Impel's always had that.
That Did You Know there.
Yeah.
Actually, no, because Impel got rid of their Did You Knows in 92, and then they just replaced it with, like, a quote.
That's right. There are no quotes in the other ones.
So I'm guessing when Impel gave up their... There, did you know Skybox just was like, oh, we could throw that in there. That's words, right? Words.
Words.
So there, did
with
you
a
know,
shoulder shrug. Words.
Wolverine has superhuman senses and a mutant healing factor that gives him regenerative abilities. See, that's an origin. That is something that kind of comes with him. Maybe. Whereas, you know, I feel like the Did You Know would be the unbreakable adamantium claws and skeleton.
Yeah, there you go. Did you know that?
Did you know?
Did you
know? Would you like to know more?
Was it the better, the more you know or something like that?
Would you like to know more? Are you trying to separate these?
I was doing that because I was trying to locate these, but that's cool. That was keeping myself, because I was like, wait a minute. Because look, do you remember these? I don't even think I owned these.
I do. I do have a couple of these.
See, the ones I had, some that were Wolverine cards, and they were black and white. They were also black and white, but I remember them being all about Wolverine, and these are X-Men cards.
Yeah,
and then the other ones
are actually from Marvel, I believe, because I don't see any other publishing company on there.
Yeah, Marvel Entertainment Group, 1991, Saddlebrook, New Jersey.
So basically what they do is they just take an image from the comic as the cover, and then you flip it over and you just have information. Very sparse. The cover is full color. You can see action lines, like cables over here fighting some type of tentacle beasts. I'm guessing probably Omega Red.
Ooh, maybe, possibly.
And then on the back is just your black and white. X-Men. On this particular card, it says X-Men and Bullets. I thought I saw another one over here. All right, so yeah, these are X-Men cards.
Yeah. Yeah, so these are the ones I was separating out because I was like, I don't even think we talked about these.
So these are just specifically for X-Men
so far. Yeah, that's... I know I have some Wolverine ones here at my house, because that's where I first saw Joe Fixit. Remember that dude?
Got the Orphan Maker over here. I saw that one.
The Orphan Maker.
I don't know if you want to keep these or are these part of your villain collection. But you have these were all villain until I saw Mr. Fantastic and Gavin in there. Then I was like, all right, maybe the filing system wasn't quite there yet.
Yeah, this is still all very rough. The only ones that I had set aside were these. Mm-hmm. And I was still going through this because there's some of them that are really cool. There's the Infinity Gauntlet. This was just the deck lift.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
like Dr. Octopus is...
That kind of made me... because when I pulled the...
Doc Ock?
No, the Thor one.
Oh, Thor?
You're like, oh, it's just a hammer. Oh, here it is.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just a hammer. Yeah. It's number 128 is the hammer, and number 134 is the Infinity Gauntlet.
Look on the front, they separate...
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It does have it in a separate category. Weapons.
Alright, so I found another Marvel card.
Oh, I didn't notice that. Dude, what's your Marvel card?
So this one's the Spider-Man from the McFarlane era.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It actually says from the McFarlane era. Yeah, that's dope. It's actually got like a solid black, and the only white you see is the spider in his chest.
The McFarlane.
Did you notice the different colors on this hammer?
I did not notice
that. Isn't that crazy?
That is very nice.
There's for the listener, there's various dots of it's like white and turquoise and shades of pink and gray, and it makes up the entirety of the hammer, almost like it's made from minerals.
Minerals?
Minerals. Well, it's Uru metal, that's what it's made out of.
Is
it's some kind of Odin. Some kind of Asgardian metal.
Asgardian metal.
Damn, Asgardian metal bands. Yeah, dude. So yeah, these other ones. Those Peter Parker ones, for the one he had read from the McFarlane era, it's just got a real big close-up of Peter's face. It's like a super big close-up of Peter's face.
He's looking all this...
distraught. He's looking like he's...
Either very constipated.
He's just,
or he just noticed that Amber Heard took shit on his butt.
Ugh, Amber Heard.
Again?
Oh.
Hi, Mary Jane.
Her little Cosmo. It means I love you.
What's love got to do with it?
Oh, man. All right, there we go. So let's get one more in. We're going to have to put a pin in it because I have to go run more errands.
Heard. Okay, so, I really want to know what were the cards that stand out most in your mind? Like, what were the ones that you were like, I might keep that in my wallet?
Oh, I never put them in my wallet.
What? I mean, yeah, I didn't either. Don't look at my wallet now, that's right in front of you. Don't do it! no bullshit, there was a time there where, like, if I had two copies of, like, a holographic card, like, I would just keep it with me just every now and then, just, like soothe myself.
Yeah, I am of the collector vein where all of my cards had their little... I had their fucking sleeves, they were in there. They were set up like that for years, and then one day I had to stop that because other people would steal them. Took them out and I put them in a box and I put them away.
Yeah, fuck that. Yeah, I get you on that.
You'd be going through your thing and you just find a blank spot. You're like,
wait a minute.
Where'd my card go?
Wait a minute. All right, so the last card we're going to talk about today is a dude. I don't know if you remember this dude or not. Sleepwalker.
No.
Okay, so Sleepwalker came out. I have the first issue at my house. It was a very limited run, but this character was pretty powerful. I can't remember exactly.
Okay, so on the front, Sleepwalker looks like a ghetto version of the Martian Manhunter.
Very much so.
Wearing, like, Mysterio's fucking... Yeah, he basically looks like Mysterio and the Martian Manhunter were banging out back, and this one popped out.
So. Yeah, he's not pretty.
And then you flip it over here, and it's a blonde hair, blue-eyed looking fucking dude. And what it looks like, a white-collared shirt and a blue blazer. I can only tell from his profile picture. Says here his height is 7 feet.
Damn.
One tall bastard. He weighs 260 pounds. His strength is about 4, speed 4, agility 4, stamina 3, durability 5, intelligence 4. He's very balanced here.
Yeah.
He's from Sleepwalker number 1, June 1991. Sleepwalker is a dream come true, literally. Oh, he's so dreamy. Alien was a guardian of the mindscape, the strange dimension that links the minds of all intelligent beings. Recently, however, he became trapped in the mind of human college student Rick Sheridan. And when Rick sleeps, Sleepwalker walks into our reality. Here, he uses his ability to levitate and his awesome reality-bending warp vision to combat evil. But being a hero on Earth does not come easy. The very people Sleepwalker tries to protect are usually more terrified of him than trust him. Yeah, no shit. You look like a fucking like Mars attacks to try to come rape your grandma.
It's bad, dude.
Did you know that Sleepwalker is but one of a race of Sleepwalkers who controls the mindscape? I did not know that because Jesus Christ.
He's terrifying.
It's got to be the worst thing in the world. Like, I'm an ancient and all-powerful alien that protects your dreams, and now I'm stuck in the fucking brain of a horny fucking college behemoth. He just walks around trying to fucking find little 4'11 girls to rub his nuts on.
So, like, from slapstick and that, those guys just faded away. Those guys just faded away.
Yeah, I mean, I know it, and I'm not going to fault it. I do enjoy, you know, trying to make something new.
Yes.
They're not all going to work. But somebody out there...
Love slapstick.
You appreciate the Sleepwalker not.
Yes, I did. I actually thought it was very interesting, but then they did nothing with it. And it went nowhere.
Where are you going to go?
And, yeah.
I mean, I could understand if they tried to do, like, a weird crossover where you fought, like, Freddy.
There you go. That'd be great. Yeah.
Like,
oh, man.
Get the mindscape from, like, weird entities that inhabit your dreams, and Freddy cops out. Like, yeah. You're like, that's one.
Get him.
I keep killing him. He keeps coming back.
Shit, dude. Like, I've always wanted to see that. What do you call it? How do you think... How do you think people would fare? How do you think Freddy Krueger would fare against somebody like Nightmare?
Like Nightmare from Soul Calibur?
Oh, no. That's the DC character Nightmare.
Oh.
Okay. Well, it's this Soul Calibur guy. How's his... Is he just a dude called Nightmare, or is he, like, some kind of dream being?
He's actually a demonic sword that possesses a...
The sword?
Alright.
Sorry. I've broken books. I've broken. Sorry.
No, because, like, I don't really understand Soul Calibur's thing either. I just played it because it was a fighting game.
Oh, okay.
I realized there was, like, a story to it, and I was like, oh, man.
There's a story to it?
There's a story to every fighting game. Like, look at Mortal Kombat. It has a story to it, but, like, if you don't really care, why would you care?
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Exactly.
I've never played Soul Calibur.
I know the story of Mortal Kombat because I've been playing that shit for years.
Well, yeah, everybody knows that story.
Uber.
Yeah.
But Soul Calibur. Like, the whole point of Soul Calibur is it's like. It's like Mortal Kombat, but instead of, like, it taking people from their realms, it takes people from time and from realms of imagination. So it takes, like, ancient heroes and, like, weird villains and, like, just. They're searching for this all powerful sword. And what happened was, like, this demon sword was shattered and its pieces were scattered across it. So I think all these people, some of them have, like, pieces of it in their weapons, and that's why they have superpowers and shit. Some of them are just, like, looking to, like, get rid of it because somebody with that weapon destroyed their village and, like, I need to destroy this thing before it destroys somebody else. And then for some reason, like, they started bringing, like, Spawn in there and, like,
what?
Link. And you're like, why is Link in here? Why is Spawn in here?
How many Soul Calibers are there?
I think they're up to, like, 6 or 7 now.
What the fuck?
So, I think it was Soul Calibur 3 or 4 is when they, like, threw in, like, extra characters. But that was more to do with the console wars. So, if you had the GameCube version of Soul Calibur, you got Link.
Okay.
If you had the Xbox version, you got fucking Spawn. And then the PlayStation version had, like, the dude from Tekken. I Hashimishima? I don't know what his name is.
Okay. Just the guy from Tekken, yeah.
Yeah, you know the one. He looks like Discount Wolverine. He's like very hairy. He's got the fucking... Where'd you go over there? He's got the whole hair deal going on there, but he just beats people to death with his fist.
Jeez. Man, no, I don't think I've ever played a Soul Calibur game.
So, anyway, Nightmare... Alright, so there's this knight called Siegfried, and he takes up the swords. Is it Soul Edge? Or no, he takes up the sword Soul Calibur, and it ends up possessing him and turning him into Nightmare. And so he just goes around just killing things.
Oh, shit.
With this giant, like, berserk sword.
Like an anime sword, like, where it's just ridiculously oversized?
Yeah, man. That's why I said berserk, because, you know, anybody who knows about berserk knows all the fucking copies and clones. Like, look at me with a giant sword that no way in hell I could pick this shit up.
That would, like, I
let alone swing it at somebody.
Top heavy motherfucker.
Without them either ducking out the way or fucking stabbing me while I'm just going, ah, you stabbed me.
I was mid-swing.
Yes. But since he's a demon possessed, well, it's fucking weird because even when before he became demon possessed, he still had the giant sword.
So, wait.
So the guy, yeah, there's.
But now I'm possessed by a demon.
So I don't really know when, because I didn't really know who it was. I just saw Nightmare, and eventually Siegfried broke free of Nightmare's embrace and became Siegfried again. So I don't know if he retained any of that ability to swing around massive swords. That's just like his muscles are still enhanced from that demon possession, but he still does the same like giant sword swinging.
So what's the most recent Soul Calibur game you played then?
Like, what was the last one you played?
I played the Pixel 6. I don't remember anything about it.
Okay.
Like, the last one I remember
was like, Link was in there. Came out.
No. Oh. It's because it had the Sith Apprentice, and then it had Yoda.
What?
Yeah, Yoda was in there. And then another one had Darth Vader. But, yeah. Anyway.
Alright, so thank you so much for checking out all these cards with me, and I'd love to have you back sometime so we can go through some other ones.
Oh, we can do this again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, dude.
Nah.
Well, that's going to go ahead and wrap up this particular episode. I know I've been away for a while. I'm going to talk about that more in a later episode when I review Mr. Doctor Strange Part 2. Will I have a special guest? I don't know. As always, this is a comedy podcast intended for the purposes of humor. If you learn something, use it wisely. Also, I'd like to remind you to check out my designs on Redbubble and Society 6. They're out there. Alrighty then. Thank you so much, and although I'll probably never see you, I will speak to you again in the future from the past.
Thank you for listening.
You have been listening to the Adrian Lozano Show.